Butt. Huh? Butt. I'm gonna start a pizza. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's just like, look at my boobs. Look at my boobs.
The House of Goofy, the only medicine you can download legally.
Music is in my mind and in my brain, and then it comes through my hands and plays like a train freight running right into the paper as I put down my ideas to share with the rest of the world. Music then gets produced for the harmony of the ears as eyes read, manipulate my mind and breathe in the sighs. I exhale the tune that I'm about to write for you, put together into a song that you can sing along and get all up in. This is music for you, music by others, music by me, music by you. Put this music in your ears and let's get cuckoo.
Hey.
What's that?
It's a new episode of the House Cuckoo's radio show.
It's a brand new episode? Seems like a dawning of a new day.
It is.
Spring is upon us.
Your favorite time of year.
No! It's my least favorite. It's not my least favorite.
It's the autumn of your favorite time.
It means
it's over. It's ending.
Yeah, this is the autumn of my favorite time. And then we're going to come, then the summer is the discontent of my winter.
Yeah, spring is here. The House Cuckoos are ready to take the plastic off of the windows.
Dawning.
And let the fresh air in.
Oh, fresh indeed. It smells like a cloistered...
Yes, between all the incense and unwashed clothes and dirty dishes.
And beds that have been
washed. Pizza boxes.
And leftover turkey carcass.
When we hibernate, we hibernate.
We do all day. Every day. We haven't had sun indoors since... September, I think.
Yeah, these flowers are pretty much dead.
Yeah. We tried smoking them, but you can't smoke lilies and roses. You'll get sick.
Not when they're from last summer, no.
No, I thought they were a better tobacco replacement.
Well, yeah, I can see you're still hacking.
Yeah. Don't ever try that again.
I don't think we didn't have, like, fresh roses in here. We just had, like, roses we found.
Yeah,
off somebody's door. Yeah, we clipped them just to see what would happen.
Herbie. He didn't care because it was the end of the year. So, even though it was the middle of July, it was the we were helping him prepare for the winter.
Yeah, beforehand.
Way beforehand. I know they were only in bloom.
It gave us autumn thoughts.
It did
at the time. Right now it's spring thoughts because it's a new House Cuckoo's radio show.
It's dawning of a new day.
Anything shocking in the world? Shocking in the world to you?
Everything is shocking in the world to me. Human behavior.
What about the new shoes you ordered? They're supposed to glow in the daytime.
Yeah, they are electrifying. They do send a jolt up and down my spine.
They are jolt shoes?
They are jumping jolts shoes.
Jumping jolt shoes.
Yes, they put the ing in your spring.
They spark you, literally?
They shoot 50,000 volts up your heel.
No, right
to
the
your
sciatic.
Lower back. Yep, right up the sciatica. Right up that nerve cluster to your back. And it jumps you up. It contracts all your muscles in an upward thrust. And you gotta make sure you're outdoors because you'll at least achieve 15 feet.
Of a jump?
Of a jump.
Wow.
So if you're wearing them indoor, you're gonna put your head through the ceiling.
Right.
So be careful. You wanna be careful. I'm not lying to you. I've done it twice. But luckily I was wearing a hard hat and...
Yeah, that's right. That's why that... I thought you were doing a YMCA joke or something. But good news,
no,
just
the
new shoes. Not bad for getting out on...
It makes getting to work easy.
Yazzleson.com that has it, you know?
Makes getting my other job easy. I gotta get there in a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah. Once it's over, your hair looks like it's standing on end, though.
Almost like Don King.
And you have long hair, so it makes it twice as funny.
Yeah. Like Kid Rock back in 1990.
Kid Rock in 1990 is... I am Kid Rock...
This ain't a tribute to Kid Rock, because we don't really
know that
participate
much.
In his music.
The Velocity Boy would see him back in his big hair days.
Yeah, he would yell swear words at him.
Yeah.
Call him names and foul languages that are unknown on this planet.
Yeah, and Kid Rock became famous after it. So
because of it.
I guess we need Velocity Boy to do that to us.
He needs to curse us.
Yell at us.
Like he did Kid Rock.
Beseech us.
Velocity Boy would yell such things as,
"Where's your mother?
Do you have any real feet?
Can you put a garbage bag on a door and not knock on it?
Toenail in your eye.
I apologize to you for your face.
Your mother should be beaten."
And the ever classic,
"What the fuck do you want?"
All these and more. If you order them on cassette, 8-track, and vinyl, just call this number on the bottom of the screen, and your order will be fulfilled. Yes, that's right. Just call the number on the bottom of the screen.
Velocity Boy quotes for you.
On Cuckoo Records.
I remind you of a sausage?
You do. Kind of remind me of a sausage left out of the grill for too long. You got the grill marks. You're kind of wrinkly and, you know, you lost the robust plumpness of an overcooked sausage. There's no more robust lookness to it. It's not full. You're not full. You're kind of like a... Yeah.
I'm leftovers now?
You're a leftover sausage.
So I can't work in the restaurant anymore?
You're not allowed.
This is discrimination against old wrinkled sausages.
It's not a discrimination. It's just the progression of evolution of the food products that leave and enter the building.
So I gotta leave because I'm not plump.
No. There's a certain criteria that needs to be met in the kitchens, and we need a full-figured sausage. A robust sausage. People don't want a wrinkly old saggy sausage, a leftover sausage from the night before. They want it right now, a fresh plump off the frickin' griddle.
Well, I can lay out in the sun for a long time and toughen up, and then you can serve me, you know, as
jerky? Jerky! Hey, I'm not the kind of guy. I don't deal with that jerky crap. Not in my restaurant. No jerky. What do I look like? Do I look like a guy who puts on camouflage and goes hunting things? No. I want my stuff already pre-rolled, pre-made, pre-packaged. I need my sausage straight from the deli, huh?
Okay.
Not a hunter who don't wash his hands for 2 weeks.
And so our little sad sausage had to leave the restaurant to seek new work. He probably didn't have much more of a shelf life, but on the streets of New York he was.
Boy, I'm just wandering around. Hey, Mr. Bum, you want to eat an old sausage?
No, I'm not that hungry.
Oh, you're in the dumpster.
Oh, no. I need something a little more robust. Something fuller, like, you know, this half-eaten donut here. See, it's still fluffy and robust. It's just a couple bit marks in it. I think there's a gas station hiring in there that has those hot dogs that kind of look like you.
Oh, I'll can go down there.
And so off he went, approaching the gas station to give up his services to the new style of hot dogs that could be found at the gas station. But lo and behold, he found a starving dog.
Hey, Mr. Doggy. You want to eat me? Here, take a sniff. Oh, that tickles.
And the dog took one quick snip of his rear end and labeled the sausage no good for his consumption.
Come on, Mr. Doggy. I can't even get a starving dog to eat. I'd better go to that gas station.
And as he went across the street, splat, a car hit him right on the side. And his poor self was no longer in sadness. Well, the dog casually licked up his guts as they were spread all over the car. A happy ending for the sausage. A very happy ending, and a happy ending to you. May your sausage be licked in the end.
Are you a happy ending?
Tell him not to barge. Barge through the gates like that again. Don't they know? Don't they know he escapes? And he's running through the woods now as we speak.
The monster?
No! No, the tax guy! He took all of our refunds! Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch!
He's even...
Get the tax man! Get the tax man!
He's going to get us. There's no fighting.
No! We have no deductibles left. We may have to pay. We may have to pay, Margaret.
In increments.
No! We're indebted. Bastard. The tax man cometh. The tax man cometh.
See the tax man cometh at your local public theater house. Presented in part by...
That's what.
And also in part by the Smith Foundation for all the people named Smith.
What kind of video game would you make if you could make a video game but without looking like an imitation of anything that's already been done?
Oh, no. It would be an imitation of things already done, because the games I like are those RPG adventure games.
So you just take that and redo it?
Oh, I would apply my own story to the mechanics.
Ah.
Like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons. That's where it gets its influence from.
Right.
Dungeons and Dragons, and being a big Dungeons and Dragons fan myself, you know. And I would like to actually use, for the leveling up system, the D20 rule set. You know, if I were to make a video game, I'd want
to
use it.
So you'd like
D20.
To work in cooperation with somebody?
Well, yeah, because it's the third edition is open license. Third and 3.5 was the open license. So I'd rather use that rule set over fourth edition rule set in video games. I've played video games that were based on second edition rule set for the old Commodore 64. Champions of Kryn? Yeah.
Kryn.
Yeah.
Did they say that on Kryn? I'm Krynish?
No. That's the planet.
Kryn?
Yeah.
So they're Krynish?
Well,
are they Krynish?
Well, they're from different nations.
Kernlings. Kernlings.
Like Earthlings?
Yes.
Krynlings? Krynlings. We're Earthlings. They're Krynlings. But they live on the continent named Ancelon. So they're Ancelonian. Like we're North American.
So you would take a character from there?
No. No, 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 no. See, I've played those games.
All right. Well, if you would redo it.
They were based on second edition rule set, but if I were to design a game, I would like to use the D20 leveling system for the mechanics.
Is there, like, an idea you can share without it being worried about anything?
No, because I don't have a specific idea.
Never as a kid?
Oh, I've had ideas, but I don't remember most of them. As a dungeon master, yes, I had story ideas, but I can't remember
Could
the
there
main
ever be a werewolf video game? That's
there
done.
Have been. There is one.
Would you be able to write one that's actually good, though?
I don't know. Maybe. I've never tried to write a video game. I know it's like writing. I could write a story, but I wouldn't be able to develop a video game. I don't know coding.
No. You give it to somebody else. You design all the.
Here's
effects
my story, and here's the
story.
Art.
Here's.
I could write.
Here's what
the
I want
story,
them to do.
And I could draw.
Here's the what they do with their fists and fire and.
So I could design the game.
Somebody else will obviously do it.
Here's the character sketches. Here's the concept art. Run with this. Maybe. But I don't have any funding.
It's not about funding, it's just about the story.
No one supports my costs.
It's just about the story. Would you like an ice cream sandwich?
You have ice cream sandwich?
Yes. Okay. I knew you'd break for something. I waited on that one.
You want to do something to me? I have something for you to do. Take this package and bring it next door. Don't tell them it's from me. Don't let them know it's from me. Never tell them it's from me. Whatever you do, the box is from somebody else. You come up with it. Say it's from their grandfather.
What are you giving me to deliver the box?
Oh, you come back. I have something special for you.
But I want something first before I take the
box. You like candy? What I got candy.
You got money?
What kind of candy do you like?
I don't need candy right now.
But candy's good. You gotta try a piece of candy.
You could have walked this box over here.
No, I can't. I can't show my face to these people.
Well, then you pay me first, and
No, you may take the box and run with your money.
Money?
You come back, and I pay you for these.
What if I get shot?
You won't get shot. They're just my next-door neighbors. But they must not know the package is from me.
Can I have half up front and I'll do this?
They cannot trust this. This has to be done specially. Motivating with the money. I'll give you a piece of candy. You like candy?
Why you keep offering candy?
Oh, no reason. Just have a piece of candy first.
Now you're talking. Pay up first. All right. This tastes like garbage. What is this?
Oh, it's a piece of candy. You won't remember anything. Just take this box over to them and tell them Bentley sent you.
Okay.
But first you must put on these clown shoes.
Okay.
And this mask.
Okay.
And hold on to this knife.
Okay. Oh.
Subliminalicious
candy by Aswix, guaranteed to make the person that eats it into your control. Do you want to ever control somebody for a temporary short cause, for a short reason, possibly for good? Why, you can do that too, just as the experiment here has provided for you. If you want to make sure that you're getting all the goodness you need from a neighbor that needs to be done right, why not offer him a piece of candy from Aswix? It's the new
Subliminalicious. Fantastic. Makes your breath smell like a senior center.
Subliminal candy.
Subliminal candy.
By Aswix.
Hey, the computer's talking to you.
What's it saying? It's speaking 80s computer. I don't understand 80s computer. I'm more fluent in 90s computer talk. Well, I understand song. I'm pretty fluent in 80s song, so as long as the computer speaks to me in 80s song lyric. Yeah. I understand him. He says I'm fat. He says I'm ugly. He says my eyes are big and bugly. Poking out my head, poking out my head. Said my nose is better off dead. Too big. The Eiffel Tower is small indeed. Compared to me, what the hell do you see? I said, look at that mug, look at that mug. It's a smug, is a fucking asshole. What he say? It's a big bung lip. What he do? It's a pug's nutsack. There he is, there he is. The computer says things that I don't like. No, 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 it hates me. The computer, it hates me. What? What? Said, take a broomstick. Take it, rub it, and stick it in my eyeball. What? No, I'm not rapping. I'm just crapping. Anything that falls from this mouth, I'm saying. Don't you understand? The computer ain't a human. And this is what it's saying. This is what it's doing. It's telling me these things through song. 80s song. It sings to me. Fluently, I understand it. What? What? It's foul. It's foul. Crude, rude, it's foul. Peter got a mouth like a sailor. Take him to jail. Don't you dare bail him out. No way, friend. Let him rot. Die in the end. Evil computer from the 80s wants to take a baseball bat to my lady. What? What? No, man! Fuck you!
Get out of the street, Dr. Antonio!
How did I wake up in the middle of the... How did I wake up in the middle? I was at home in bed. What are you doing?
It was all part of a bad bet with Velocity Boy. That's why he's calling.
I can't imagine that this makes for a good YouTube video. What the hell's wrong with you? I was asleep in my bed.
There's only 20 more cars. I think that was it. Oh wait, here comes Velocity Boy.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Ah!
Well, there goes Velocity Boy.
Oh, damn you. I'm going back to bed. Just carry me home.
Carry me home. Well, here, we'll take the car. Spring thing coming or something.
The spring thing coming.
Spring thing's coming. The spirit of spring. He's gonna shut you down.
Spirit of
He's
spring.
He's gonna do his thing.
Come on.
There's a ghost named Spring.
Spring.
Spring arrives. Melts all the snow. Waters your eyes. Sinuses run. Heat, it rises. Flowers bloom, but the bees, they sting. That don't rhyme.
Is stupidity contagious since no one can feel it infecting them? Is there a preventative vitamin for this? There has to be. There has to be. When you're surrounded by this many stupid people, it has to be contagious. I mean, there's a lot of stupid people. It has to be communicable, right? How is it that we remain unaffected? It's like a zombie film. It's like there's those certain people that no matter what, don't get infected. Something's in their blood. So maybe we are living the zombie apocalypse. All the stupidity that's running rampant. All the ignorance that's taking hold. It's all the rage, man.
Well, as a scientist, if you look at the diagrams that are explained here, you'll see that, the phenomenon of the atomic energy is impossible to pass through this portal without creating a separate portal in which to hold half of the neutrons back that'll keep the electrons from mixing in with them. If you can do such an atom split, you can slow down into the entropy and control it in a controlled unit, which itself can't create itself or destroy itself, and will create its own self back into itself, and then you'll have a bunch of confused people, but it'll make sense to the few.
Wasn't Electron in the Transformers? Isn't he like a pole booth that transforms into a robot?
It's funny you say that, because it sounds like it's a reference to to the scientific idea of electrons and to what they guarantee, but as you recall from your own science experience, I'm sure you'll understand that, you know, without getting too deep into this discussion, you could even just imagine it as a demon that controls the way passage of light comes through, and then if he decides he wants to let it through, he does, and if he doesn't, he doesn't want to. I think it was called Jamal's Demon, because he just felt like how he wanted to feel when he wanted to do it. So that's a kind of closed, open entropy system that we want to create in our new brainwave nuclear thermal dynamics that we find more dynamic than the previous thermal dynamics, and I know what I'm talking about, because the new science will rise up, and I will take over. This is going to happen again, and now I know it's really coming. It happened to Mars. It happened to Mars.
Sir, take over,
I know what's going on.
His medication. He needs his red meat.
I know the logic. I have the science. You must trust me. The physicists call me crazy. Hawking, I'll get you.
The Hawking conspiracy.
You want to go outside? Major. Well, let me tell you a little tale about me in the war. It was 1919. World War I was done, but I wasn't. I don't know what I was doing, because I can't recollect time really well. I'm actually 27, but I fought in every major war since the Spanish-American War. My 27 years, I've seen a lot of bloodshed. Way too much. Every day, I fight a different war. Every morning is something new. So, but that one fateful morning when my video game console didn't work anymore, I wasn't fighting any more wars. So, I had to pick up a book. And I read about these wars that I've been playing in video games. And a book is a unique thing. I've never seen a book before. I know instruction manuals from my video games. And the strategy guides, I think those are books, right? They help me fight my wars. So, this was a different way to see war. War written from a person who has actually experienced real war. These books were fun things, so I read more books about war. And then my birthday came. My best ma, she bought me a new video game console. And I was faced with a dilemma. How do I want to experience my war? So after quite a long time pondering, about 30 seconds, maybe 33 at most, I put the book down, I hooked up my video game console, and I went back to war. Yep. Every kind of war every man's ever faced, I play video games of them. Even futuristic wars we have yet to see. You're in outer space on different planets, beating up aliens and taking their planet for ourselves. That's what we do. We capture the flag, team demolition, clam chowder, ragamuffin ragtime scat girl. That's a fun one to play. That's a good one of my favorite modes. Yeah, I like my war digital. Yep. I tell you, I'm in control there. Because of a damn son of a bitch
messes with my ranking, I'll pwn him. I will. I'll hit the button on the modem. I will. I will. I will, damn it. I'll hit that button on the modem and reset it.
Yes, do.
KTHC. KTHC. WTHC East Coast and KTHC West Coast.
Welcome to the West Coast Cuckoo Show.
How
we're the condominium of cuckoos.
We are in our plush Beverly Hills studio, bringing you all the good stuff from within inside a padded cell here at KTHC Radio.
If we take our radio show to California, that's what it'll be. Mm-hmm. The condominium of cuckoos, because we won't be able to have a house out there.
Yeah, not a house. Condominium cuckoo. Condo of cuckoos.
That's the way they pay entertainers, you know.
The condo of cuckoos.
That's right.
We're trying to get the mansion of cuckoos.
That would be nice, yeah.
Or an estate. I would prefer a chateau of cuckoos.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a plain old house still is the best bet.
How about a castle of cuckoos?
The castle of cuckoos.
Yes. Dun-dun, the castle of cuckoos. Beware that castle on top of the year over there.
Well, according to our local cuckoos historian, Velocity Boy, we are handed down from a special cult, not unlike the Templars and that kind of thing, you know, without the religious interests, of course. But there was a castle of cuckoos at one point in the past.
The Knights Cuckoo.
Before there was a house of cuckoos, each one does go back in the past. First was a...
You had the Knights Cuckoo.
Yes, way back. Or do you want to start with the Civil War era, with the American cuckoo?
Oh.
They beat the cuckoo cabin. The Cabin of Cuckoos. In the early parts there.
But if you go back further.
Further before that, before
that's
emigrating
that's
to
the Knights
America,
cuckoo.
There was before that where this House of Cuckoos comes from.
Yes.
See, we're not the first to do this.
No.
Right? But you didn't know that.
We have a long bloodline to the Knights Cuckoo. That's why we're keeping this up.
Yeah.
We are a secret society, but we're not so secret anymore, so we are the not-so-secret society. The House of Cuckoos and the Knights Cuckoos is a not-so-secret society. Anybody can join.
And all started with two knights just sitting around telling jokes to each other that nobody else got.
Making fun of the king and the theocracy, you know, all that fun stuff.
Then
monarchy,
they made a few
the
funny plays, a few funny short plays, you know.
Yeah. And where do you think Monty Python got Camelot from? It was
right.
The Knights Cuckoo
right.
they were influenced by. There's no denying that now.
You know, that still isn't enough to get John Cleese to come on our
show
right
he
now.
He refuses to see the historical accuracies and truth behind the Knights Cuckoo.
Right.
They influenced a lot. Of what we know today in the realm of absurdity.
Although Eric Idle might stop by if we paid him enough.
Yeah, but we only have 1375 between each other.
And it's always been that way. The whole history of the cuckoos, of this cult of cuckoos, has always been broke. So
yeah, they've always been poor.
But they liked it because that was where the real people were.
The salt of the earth people.
A little pepper on the weekends.
Yeah, pepper of the earth party nights. Just another Saturday night.
How's cuckoos?
I told you she was a witch. Beware, I said. Stay away from her abode. But you refused me. You deliver her newspaper anyways. Now she knows what the fuck is happening around us.
Damn it. So much for secrets.
She does have a computer, you know.
Shut up, dude.
She could Google.
Shut up. It's not the point.
The witch is a Googler. She's a Googler.
Don't trust her. She's a Googler.
She Googles.
The witch, she Googles. Google the witch.
I thought she was a witch because she didn't use a computer.
Burn the boy.
Heretic. Heretic.
Pretty God damn it.
Dr. Antonio?
Yes?
Did you ever think of where the stars come from?
Well, I thought they were cosmic dust.
Why are they glowing?
They have a hot core. They radiate heat, which creates light, because they burn at such a high temperature.
You think there's dragons on any of those?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I think that's where dragons come from, stars. So there actually may be a dragon in our sun, because our sun is a star, known as Sol, S-O-L.
But to which intergalactic species think of it as Sol?
Well, we know it as Sol.
Oh.
To the Formaxians, they know it as Kathumagan.
Well, whose constellation are we in with our sun?
Well, to the Tripolites, our constellation is known as Rectus Almecus, their god of nectar and football.
Is that who you were talking to on the internet last night?
Yes, somebody from a different galaxy.
Oh, well, it's good that you get him up on our dial-up, you know, that we had going on.
Oh, man, my favorite social site is Spacebook. You meet everybody from everywhere in every galaxy on every planet possible.
That's why you can't communicate with that, quote, girlfriend, because she's from another galaxy. You made people wonder if she's real, you know.
Oh, no, she is real. I got a picture of her. Oh, come on, join Spacebook. It's fantastic. I believe in intergalactic relationships and interdimensional relationships. Interdimensional, transdimensional, quasi-dimensional, transgalactic.
All air on that one site, eh?
Yes.
But you've been acting different since you're talking in different languages.
Yeah.
You've been, like, putting stuff into this weird little vortex in your closet, like pineapples and yes, all this strange kind of fruit and vegetables.
We have trades back and forth. There are certain fruits that don't exist on our planet.
And what are you bringing back in place of it?
Well, there's one fruit. It smells like a strawberry. It feels like a dead cat. And it tastes like battery acid.
Then why are you getting it?
Because it's really healthy for you.
From this other dimension?
Yes. For humans, it adds at least 2.5 years per dozen consumed. But the downside is that whenever you eat 12 at a time, it's one of the weirdest mental experiences you'll ever have.
By
it's,
which way, you know, sideways or up and down mental experience?
Oh, man, it's a bilateral, introverted kind of paranoia trip.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, I guess, if you really, you know...
But it adds 2.5 years to your life.
Well, I just want to keep buying pineapple for something that, you know...
But don't you want to live longer? We keep doing the show.
But I do enjoy pineapple, so I'd like to have some pineapple, too.
But we have to give them the pineapple to get these fruits.
I never get to have any pineapple.
Well, I'll keep one pineapple.
Thank you.
We could always buy the canned pineapple and give them the real ones. The whole
pineapple. I
don't
like one real pineapple. Quit giving it to the interdimensional aliens. For once.
Well, it's my girlfriend's family.
We'll keep one in here. I gotta hide it.
Alright.
I think they're starting a pineapple war. If you're not careful, be careful whose side you pick.
Well, the fruits they give us are healthy. They may not taste,
Well, don't put it in my salad again.
Well, it made you happier the other day.
I don't know if that was me, even.
You were dancing with unicorns.
Yeah, but they said not to come back.
What'd you do? What happened?
I don't know. I must have stepped on something I shouldn't have. Like a body part, I guess.
Oh. Well. Well, I guess.
Enough of that, I guess.
Facebook. I like it. I think you'll like it, too.
I'll try it, but...
Join now. I'll send you an invite.
This says you speak intergalactic.
Yes, I speak many different languages. I learned them. There is a planet you live on. If you spend 1 minute there, you gain 10 years knowledge.
What do you know now that you didn't know before?
Well, I know the Hyperthalian philosophy of the seventh planet from the star known as Quetzalcoatl.
And that's why you know all this about what star we are and what constellation we are from our sun?
It's a, I guess you could say it's a very higher form of astrophilosophy that we would see here. Like, take our astrophilosophy 1,000 years into the future to where it's reached its pinnacle. Yes.
Oh, good. Well, at least we'll be around to reach pinnacle.
We will. As long as we keep eating this fruit, it'll add years to our life.
All right, then serve it up.
We can look 31 forever. Here, try a piece. I know it has the consistency of liver, but... It's good for you. Just let me know when the world starts melting around you. I'll carry you to your bedroom.
The world starts...
All right, there you go. Here you go. All right, buddy. There you go. Let me see your wallet. Okay. Well, there's that $50 you owe me. And there's... I'll take a couple bucks for that service. He'll be out for about 3-4 hours. I think I'm going to wear his socks.
Hear ye, hear ye. The king is in the bathroom.
What is he doing in there?
Number two.
For how long? The country wants to know.
About 35 to 37 minutes.
That will not take too long.
No.
May we wait out here to take paintings of him when he comes out? We are the paparazzi from Italy.
Sure. You may paint his exit of the from the toiletry.
Thank you. Everybody wait. We're waiting for the king to come out from the toilet with the paparazzi of the medieval times. When he comes out, when he comes out, quick to paint him for the media. The medieval times.
It stinks! The king dying there or something?
And he's stuck inside.
It's like he died. What did he eat last night? It's a powerful odor from the bathroom.
It's a king sorcery. Stink.
It's a sorcery.
But he'll break out as I free him.
He ate half a boar.
Here I come, king.
Drink two kegs of ale all by himself.
I am the locksmith of the medieval life. Well, I will let you out now. Oh, goodness. It stinks. Here you go, king. Your magic links are open. Come out and roar.
Is it possible we need a plumber? Is the toilet destroyed? Is it cracked to the bottom?
Then call a plumber, because I just am the locksmith. Locksmith.
King!
Oh, well, we're out of toilet paper, so I used my giblets.
Oh, sweet. Yes, we know how to progress and so sure to need help. Yes, God, the guy. He's not up. Yes, sure, universities. Yes, not giving
taking your time is worse when you're dark. Well, they think when you leave, you're gone for far too long. 5 minutes is 10 years to a dog.
It is, scientifically been proven. 5 minutes, 10 years to a dog. In their mind, their time spatial displacement is different.
Unless they got a really good bone.
They perceive reality in a different wavelength.
But they find similarities in the brain waves lately, if you haven't heard.
But we don't speak dog.
No, but they find when they put the same sensations or shock or anything like that, when they put the things, the electrodes on the dogs, the same parts of their brain that light up ours do.
Even when they shoot it from a cannon?
Calling your name, you know, a sudden clap boom or a doorbell or whatever. The same parts of a dog's brain react with the humans.
Even if they toss it from a catapult?
I guess. I mean, I know more people have been shot out than probably dogs have. But
even if they drop it on a trampoline?
It depends on if the dog's in for it or what the dog's contract is for. I don't think they can just throw a dog on a trampoline, you know, not without issues happening.
Well, you ever see a dog halo jump?
You mean the video game? I've seen a dog play a video game, yeah.
No, halo jump. It's got a little oxygen mask on. It's got a little parachute pack. It jumps from, like, high up in the atmosphere with low oxygen. Halo jumping.
Oh, like the little toy we used to buy as kids?
Above the atmosphere. Yeah, but above the atmosphere where you have to wear special suits.
So you're going
to
drop a dog from above the atmosphere?
No, the dog wants to actually do a halo jump.
Okay.
It signed up for it. It paid for its tickets and reservations. It's going on a halo jump.
And what kind of dog is this?
It's a brave one.
Okay.
Extremely. You don't believe me? They're on YouTube doing it. So it's the craze. I think it's a big fad amongst dogs, halo jumping.
And filming it?
They film it, yeah. They all go down together. One has the camera. Dogs smile. Tongue flapping.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They love skydiving and halo jumping.
Well, that's a new fact you learned here at the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Neighbor's dog likes to halo jump.
That's just off the roof, I thought.
Woman across the street, her poodle goes skydiving once a month.
That I didn't know.
Yes, poodle loves to skydive.
This is the same one that keeps peeing on our statue in the front yard?
Yes, but the dog is a professional skydiver.
Wow.
He actually is an instructor, too. The poodle. I got skydiving lessons from the poodle.
The dog that pees on our statue in the front yard?
Yeah, he gives them to me for free because of that.
Oh, okay.
You know, he understands it's ours and it's our statue, but he's marked it as his territory towards...
Really ours, I mean.
Yeah, we just borrowed it, you know. Oh, we found it now. Okay.
Well, it was technically in the trash. We didn't know. Yeah. You're not supposed to put lawn ornaments on the trees. lawn, that front part where usually the government, you know, collects the trash from.
Yeah, so we thought it was trash, and we kind of...
So whoever's it is, but it's a little cherub holding a fish. Giant fish, yes.
With
that's shaped like a chicken
that's
in a
weird
way.
I don't understand it. Yeah. But, you know, that was like 7 years ago, so possession is 9/10 of the laws. Technically, it's ours now. So, sorry. So I kept it on the front lawn. I thought it was garbage.
Moving on.
It's cold out. She don't like to dance. She's green now. She has no pants. She dances in the street with me. She's green now. She likes to think she's green now. She killed herself, but she's green now. And she sings alone, but she's green now. And she's dead again, and she's green now. She likes zombies, she's green now. She likes zombies, she's green now. She likes zombies.
She's right behind you, standing there.
Oh, he's dead now!
Well, let me tell you something. Sometimes I thought, you know, maybe I should just, like, kind of squeeze it and push it all out and lick it and see if it's like an ice cream cone or something.
And is it?
Is this?
Is it like ice cream?
I don't know. I never did it.
Slave. Slave. Slave.
Hey, you know, another word for employment? It's called soft slavery. That's all. It's a form of soft slavery. They allow you to believe you're free by giving you choice. You want to buy this toothpaste or that toothpaste? There's 37 different options to choose from. Want to buy a new telly? We have bunches of them. You're free to choose whichever telly you want.
Well, yeah, and then you get a
1984.
That's it.
As I drink my corporate coffee. In bottled water, we have trapped ourselves in this world. We've allowed these, in my opinion, criminal crooked corporations to pollute our lands and our streams with industrial waste. Oh, in little mounds, parts per millions, and ppm, everything will be fine. You know, it's in small elements, but you know, this is the stuff we eat, we live, we breathe, we exist. There's a fucking power plant on the other side of the spring.
Oh, don't worry, the arsenic in the bottled water, it's the amount is so minuscule, the parts per million to kill you is like, you know, it's really low.
I don't want your pre-processed packaged food.
Look at this. Let me say it. Let me hold it up with my lips. Put my caffeine there. Put my caffeine here. Put my caffeine there. Put my caffeine here. And shake it in my hair. Snort some more caffeine. Quick as you can. Caffeine tastes so good. Hi, kid. Don't look sad.
And now, the final conclusion to the hit miniseries Robot Boy, the drama of a robot boy. Our final conclusion. In progress. Here is Robot Boy. Final episode.
Don't ask me questions with your eyes. Don't ask me questions with your eyes I can't answer! You think I can't answer those? Huh, questions? I know what your eyes ask me every time you look at the tree, every time the wall stares you down. I know those questions your eyes speak every fucking night.
But I just have magic eight balls in place of eyes in my sockets.
The world come to when children replace their eyes with magic eight balls.
You did this to me, I thought.
Don't you dare pin this on me. Told ya. I told ya.
Last week you were saying I replaced your arms with video game controllers. How absurd.
But they are, and I'm still not plugged in right.
Hey, hey.
Oh, there goes my toaster foot.
How am I supposed to have breakfast tomorrow?
Sorry.
Well, it's happened again. I can't believe it's happened again. I tell you, I thought this day was going to come. I can't believe it.
What's becoming wrong with you, Daddy?
I have to go. I have to go. Can't stay here. Tell your mother I'll be back.
Where are you going, Daddy?
Four years tops. Can't stay. You're in danger.
Oh, yeah.
You're in danger.
Why can't I go with you then?
You'll be in twice as much danger. You have to stay here with your mother. You have to protect her when I'm gone. Please.
Okay.
Take this gun. Uncle Lenny, he'll teach you how to shoot.
This is a squirt gun loaded with tomato paste.
Just go to Uncle Lenny. He'll teach you how to use that.
Okay.
Tell your mother I love her. Tell your mother I want to go get a pack of cigarettes and I'll be gone for at least 4 years.
Okay.
Tommy, I love you.
He's watching TV.
Bubbles!
Say hello to Bubbles.
Hello, Bubbles.
It's a weird place, sweet Bubbles.
We're live inside the boiler room. We've walked downstairs to the boiler room.
It's kind of noisy and hot.
It's weird.
Steamy, too.
Yeah.
All these guys here in the boiler room.
Must be these people dressed in these old Hawaiian type outfits. They're all kind of pale white guys. They're not really Hawaiian or Samoan or anything like that.
Polynesian of some sort, no?
But they're all like European dudes wearing the outfits.
Like a theme? Boiler room?
They seem to be unpleasant. I don't think we should be down here.
No, they're throwing wrenches in the air and screwdrivers at the floor, so.
Yeah,
let's go. We have a show to conduct upstairs.
Must be a little possessed or something.
Yeah. This is a weird night.
But, you know. Well, you guys have fun. Enjoy the.
Yeah,
thanks
please.
For the great work you're doing. All right, thank you guys. The audience thanks you. Ow! They threw it out! All right, we'll be coming back in a moment.
The future brings the classical music that once was. But it has been distorted as fragments only exist anymore. After the big computer crash of 2050, there was much left of nothing, and nothing left of much. But together, composer and descendant of the great cuckoo Dr. Antonio, Mickey Antonio Antonia, was able to place compositions into these as such of the greats. Mozart, Beethoven, Bach. All one word, we believe. For this is all that exists from scraps of music to which he has interpreted. And now, in the name of the Dr. Antonio before him, please enjoy the music futuristic classical neo of the new Dr. Antonio, descendant and composer.
Amazing, quite interesting. Wow, it's amazing, isn't it? Quite amazing, isn't it? Amazing, amazing.
Everybody's rubbing their hands together, amazing. Look at that,
amazing, amazing.
Everybody's rubbing their hands together in such ferocity. Amazing. Look at that, I haven't seen an audience rub their hands together in such ferocity.
Thank you.
The great music.
A standing hand rub.
The classicals.
He's receiving a standing hand rub. A standing hand rub. He's receiving a standing hand rub. Ow!
Really bored.
It's a bomb?
No. Time. Measure of time. It's a symbol.
It's a timer.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick. Now I see. I thought it was a thermal detonator.
I don't want to get up from work. What a nightmare.
Irregardless, not a real word.
It's just funny, man.
I hate the way people fucking use irregardless. You know, every time I hear people complain, it comes out in bad grammar. It's just something I notice. Any words. It's like all our words are made up by humans in another culture. You're trying to reach back to an archaic culture, therefore you're stopping progression. That was one argument I gave just to piss the kid off. He was laughing, though. He's like, I see your way you're irritating me. He was laughing.
But it means the same thing, regardless of
irregardless. Well, I'd like to look it up. It was supposed to be...
There is no word. It's not in actual
No. Dictionary. It's regardless, they believe, mixed with...
Irregard.
How you doing? Name's Joe Mantojo, and welcome to my new store. Get the fuck out of my store if you ain't buying.
So I can't come in here and look around?
Not unless you're buying.
What happens if I don't buy?
Then I'm gonna kick your ass.
Well, you can't hold me in here.
You wanna bet? The door locks instantly. It's one person at a time.
Hey, I can't open a door.
But you better buy something.
All right, well, let's see.
I'm 2 times Golden Glove champions of my local gym.
What do you sell here?
Trinkets, doodads, knickknacks, and, like, garage sale items, hand-me-downs,
Got any soda?
Secondhand. I do have soda. It's period piece. Soda. This is an actual bottle of Coca-Cola here. It's the original from the 1800s. Be careful. Only take a sip at a time.
$200?
$200. It's original formula. They don't make this. It's illegal.
I've only got $19 in my pocket.
Well, I can give you a sip.
But I gotta save my money.
It's good stuff.
You got something
you wanna see things for the next 14 hours?
You got something more affordable, maybe? This is extortion.
Here. This is actually signed. It's the upper half of Groucho Marx's dentures. They're $17.50.
It's brown.
They're signed by him. See here? They're originally his.
Well, don't you, like, just have
I took it off his corpse.
Don't you have just, like, some candy or beet jerky or something? Like,
our snack concession is in the back. Our snack concession's in the back by the bathrooms.
Oh, okay. I'll just take a quick look and get out of here. All right, let's see what's over here. Let's see. No peanuts, no candy. What is this? There's like 2 styles of protein bars. All right.
Oh, that bathroom don't work anymore. Oh, hey there, good fella. You want to buy me a bag of peanuts?
No, I just need to get out of the store because I'm late for something.
You come to this truck stop often?
I was just trying to get a soda and they don't really have what I was looking for, so.
So you gotta buy? I've been trapped in this bathroom for 2 weeks because I ain't buy nothing.
Well,
you buy me a bag of peanuts, I'm out of here. I have no money.
Those peanuts cost $25, though.
You got me dead.
Is there anything under $20?
I don't know. I haven't looked. He keeps staring at me. He scares me. He's Golden Glove champion, he says.
Well, look here,
but if you noticed, he has no hands.
Well, then what's he wearing on his wrists?
These are attachments. Puts attachments for hands on.
Well, don't cell phones work here? We can call the cops.
No, there's a weird little black box behind the counter. I tried everything. Dear God, there's gotta be something cheap. Shoelaces, anything. Lipstick.
Hey, here comes somebody. He looks determined. Look, he's got a suit on and no shoes. Here he comes. He's coming around. Hey, he got in. Okay.
Well, look at here. This is an interesting little store. It's called? Get the f*** out of my store unless you're buying. Interesting. Very interesting, sir. Very interesting concept, but let me tell you something. I'm just looking for something to drink, some soda pop there. You got anything in the back?
Yeah, we got the concessions and snacks by the bathroom door. All right, so you better fucking buy something, because you ain't leaving unless you do.
Dude, what the fuck does he think he is talking to me like? You better have what the fuck I'm looking for, I'll tell you that much.
Why is it that every time people swear at each other, you tend to swear back at them?
Son of a bitch. If you're gonna have a store, you may as well have a fucking Diet Sprite sitting on the shelf waiting for me. You never know when I'm walking in your store barefooted.
Hey, mister, how are you?
Look at this here. Look at this. What are you doing, sir?
We're trapped back here. We don't have enough money to buy anything. Everything's like an antique store in here.
Look at this. It's like, it is. It smells like my grandmother's attic.
Yeah, I was just here to try to get a soda, and
This lady? What lady?
Well, she must have went back in the restroom again.
Beacon her rides in the restroom.
bathroom. Is that it?
I guess so.
Stand up for yourself, woman.
Well, can you get me out of here, though? I don't have enough money. I don't know what I'm doing. They don't have what I was looking for to drink.
Except
this 1800 Coca-Cola crap.
What is that? That's original formula Coca-Cola?
$200.
Wow, look at that here. Just, why don't you just put that in your pants and he'll never know.
What?
And I'll buy this overpriced... What the hell? Look at these peanuts. $17 for a bag of peanuts.
Whoa, 17. I got 19. I can get us out of here.
All right, I got 50 cents.
Okay.
I'm taking first sip out of that pop. Just don't you tell him. Are we getting the lady out of the bathroom or are we just leaving
whatever,
here?
Let's go. What? She's not out. I don't know what's going on here. Let's get out of here. That she could be a part of the setup.
All right, sir. We got ourselves a bag of peanuts here. We're going half on the peanut.
Yeah, here's...
All right, let me see. That's a bag of peanuts and you guys are splitting? That's extra $5 charge for splitting a bag. That comes to $22.50.
But we only got 19 and 50 cents.
Wait a minute! Look at this here. Let me just look at this here, sir. Look at that. One more dollar in my pocket. I ain't got enough, sir. We're gonna leave this place here. You can't hold us hostage. Who in the hell do you think you are to hold Gordon Lee Sullivan and my friend here?
What's your name?
First and foremost, who in the hell do you think you are to hold us here when you don't even have a goddamn dot? Right in your little cooler. You want your pathetic excuse for a cooler. You got like a half drinking can of soda, some orange juice that has something floating in there. You want us to buy these things?
Yeah, that's all I wanted too. With something delicious like that,
so
to keep moving with.
We're gonna give you $20.50 for this bag of chips. And call it an inconvenience on us, sir. Thank you very much. Because you know what? I know jiu-jitsu and kung fu.
Good, let's get it going.
Well, you listen here. No bargaining. How dare you? Don't you dare touch that button.
Run! Door open, let's go.
Hold it quickly. Let me get my gun attachment.
Whoa.
You son of a bitch.
Go, Gordon Lee, go. Whoa, Gordon Lee, where'd you get that shield from?
He had it sitting there. I took it from behind the counter. I think it's one of his hand attachments.
Quick, run.
This is freakish.
If you leave the shield right there in the door, it's going to self-detonate.
Here, hold on, let me throw
it. There, Gordon Lee.
Like I'm a superhero.
Throw it.
Oh,
it just went 5 inches. Pick it up and move it.
There it is.
Run,
there it is.
It's gonna
fall. You son of a bitch, get out of here!
You alright there, Mr. Sullivan?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Where are you going? Where are you going? You don't even have shoes on.
No, I'm just traveling America, just seeing sights and sounds and hearing things and speaking my mind.
Thanks for helping.
Hey, thanks for having.
Gordon Lee Sullivan's Adventures in Time. You can always find your dreams. Just kick off your shoes, walk your feet down the street. Like Gordon Lee Sullivan, adventures in time. Gordon Lee Sullivan, he's gonna take, he's gonna make, he's gonna break your mind.
There it is.
Taking my car to convert it to a derby car, I'll slosh it through the mud, reinforce the bumpers, make the frame strong as King Kong. Then I'll drive it to a tree, test it 1, 2, 3, make sure that the derby I win this Sunday live at the I Five Center. Come see the mud slopping, big wheeling, derby driving, bare chested, burly fighting, beer drinking, truck driving extravaganza. This Sunday. Bring your children down to the Mud Slop Fest 2014.
Okay, at the Painesville Fairgrounds.
Painesville.
Sponsored by. That's what.
know what time my watch says it is? My watch says it's 4:19.
So when will it be?
4:20.
Yeah, or thereafter.
Next month.
Oh.
In April.
Oh.
So I look at my clock. Gotta say goodbye
to this episode of the House Cookers Radio Show.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be moving forward then.
We will.
As we put our clocks springing ahead, right? Spring. Is that what happened during the show?
Yeah, we sprung ahead.
We came forward for the spring to...
Forward we came?
Yes, and now we are here 1 hour ahead of ourselves. So
always.
You can listen to the show again. Twice. Because you probably didn't listen to it the first time.
Day.
Because the hour jumped ahead and it was over before it started. So
it began before it even ended.
Get to the beginning and you'll don't listen to it during daylight savings hour. You'll really confuse yourself.
Listen to the end first, then travel back to the beginning and it all makes sense in reverse to you.
Right.
Seriously.
Or play it right at the right hour of daylight savings time, which it would already pass probably by the time you hear this. So, insignificant to this conversation, may your cuckoos fly in a cuckoo way.
In a cuckoo way? Which way does the cuckoo fly?
I guess north, because spring's coming, so it's time to come back from hibernation.
Well, no, the cuckoo flies south. In the spring, north in the autumn.
Oh,
well, the cuckoo bird.
They get hotter and get colder.
Well, they're cuckoo.
Oh, right, then it makes sense to me.
That's why they go flying. Well, until next time.
Yes, of the House
Cuckoo. Bye.
Bye there.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening and listen again.
See ya.
Check it all out. More goodies. Yay. Close the door. Take the trash out without the artwork. Time to sell.
Sell it? Those are my boots.
Time to hoard the artwork.
Time to hoard the artwork.
Don't you want to listen?
www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com
CUCKOS
Cuckoo.